When Monsignor Bill lived with us in the rectory, one of his favorite activities was watching the game show on TV called Jeopardy. And in his memory, I ask all of you that we will take Bible for 200. The answer is the shortest verse in the Bible. I know many of you know the answer because you're nodding your head and saying it. The right response is, what is John 11:35? Jesus wept. Just two words, but they are more than any answer to a question on a game show about the Bible. The verse should cause us to wonder why Jesus wept. After all, he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, and that everything would be all right. But there's more going on than just that. He had a deep friendship with the siblings, Martha and Mary, and their brother Lazarus. And our gospel stories that tells us that when he entered into the town of Bethany, he is confronted by both sisters at different times, and they say to him the same thing. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. It's a statement of faith, certainly in his power, but perhaps there is a tinge of anger in their statements because he did not get there in time to save Lazarus. And Jesus, being fully human, feels their pain and anguish. He could honestly say, oh, don't worry, it's all going to work out fine. Don't cry or don't be upset with me. And we know that he could really mean that because of what he was about to do. But faced with their grief, he feels it too. And standing there in the midst of their turmoil, their questions, their accusations, their bereavement, and their crying eyes, Jesus wept. Following his example, expressing such grief does not indicate that we lack faith in the resurrection. It is a truly human feeling that we love the person who died as well as those who grieve. Jesus sets an example for us by showing compassion for the bereaved, by sincerely shedding tears, even though he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead. Andre Reznor, a professor of homiletics at Hood Theological Seminary in North Carolina, gives a powerful insight. He said that the three moved from the edge of the town where they were weeping to the place of the tomb. And the evangelist John vividly describes Jesus's reaction when he arrives face to face with the cave and the stone in front of it. He tells us that Jesus is deeply moved. Well, that's our translation, but it's really inaccurate. The Greek word is embrimomai, and it's a word that was used in the ancient world for the, believe it or not, angry snorting of horses to express indignation. It's like, I can't quite get it out, but I think you know what I'm talking about and probably have done embrimomai yourselves. But why would Jesus be indignant or angry in front of the tomb? The reason is because he is now up against that which he has come into the world to defeat, death. He has proclaimed himself the resurrection and the life. Everything that death, the graveyard stood for, was a challenge to his very identity. So Jesus has these very real human feelings of anger and sadness at the death of Lazarus, as do Mary and Martha, especially when they said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And don't we sometimes feel the same way when we weep over senseless deaths? Lord, if you had been in the heart of Africa, 12 million people would not have been stolen from their homes for the slave trade. Lord, if you had been in Nazi Germany, you could have stopped Hitler before he began. Lord, if you were in Uvalde, Texas last year, 19 young students and 2 teachers would not have died in gun violence. Lord, if you were here, 200 million people around the globe would not be going hungry tonight. Lord, if only you had been here. The anguished statement of Martha and Mary is very often our statement. So let's now conclude by going back to John 11:35. This short verse tells us something crucial about God's presence in the world. The tears of our Lord are testimony, a confession of faith in a God who is with us in our struggle and pain, a God who does not avoid our grief, but continues to stand with us in a world of loss. Most of the time, as one who still weeps with us, in us, and through us. The anger and grief we feel are the stuff of faithful living. It is because we have hoped so much and believed so much and risked love so much that we grieve and that we too are angry. To weep is to really hope. To be angry is to really believe. It is that faith that perseveres in our lives. And it is with this faith that we enter into Passion Tide 2023, trusting in the death and resurrection of Jesus for the whole world and for every time and place.